Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. Ireland has not remained neutral in the disaster Russia has brought to Ukraine. Thank you for supporting sanctions. Thank you for the humanitarian support. The words of President Volodymyr Zelensky in a remarkable address to a joint sitting of the Dáil and Seanad just a few hours ago, in which the Ukrainian leader catalogued the death and destruction his country is enduring, accused Russia of using hunger as a weapon of war, and said the time for indecision on further sanctions was over. As thousands of people flee eastern Ukraine in the face of renewed Russian attacks and Russian forces stand accused of war crimes in the town of Bucha, President Zelensky urged this country to do more to convince the European Union to widen sanctions against Russia. This report from Fiacra Ocioni.
We are here in the seat of Irish democracy to hear from a friend and ally whose people are under monstrous, bloody and vicious attack.
Dáil Ceann Comhairle, Sean O'Farrill, welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky by outlining the reality facing his country. And when Mr. Zelensky spoke by video link via an interpreter, he gave more details.
People of Ireland, this night our territory was again hit by Russian missiles. They're hitting places where we store fuel, food storage depot, agricultural equipment and fields. For them, hunger is also a weapon against us, ordinary people.
Calling for help, Mr. Zelensky said, in one Ukrainian city, the dead have been left lying on the streets.
They are bombing 24/7, airstrikes, bombings in Mariupol. There is no single house left intact in a 500,000 city. None. The dead, the bodies were just left there lying on the streets.
Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin responded by telling Mr. Zelensky, Ireland stands with Ukraine in its hour of need.
We heard grave testimony from you this morning. Russia will have to live with the shame and ignominy of what they have done in Ukraine for generations. Those responsible will be held to account. We are with Ukraine, and I am certain that in the end, Ukraine will prevail. Thousands of Ukrainians have arrived in Ireland since the start of this war. To those who have arrived here from Ukraine, I hope you find in Ireland safe harbour and friendship for as long as you need it.
The view was shared by Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar.
We promise that we will do everything we can to aid Ukraine in the struggle, to shelter the people of Ukraine, and we will stand by them in their greatest hour. Count Comhairle, today President Zelensky showed a burning desire for freedom and self-determination. He showed a desire for a European future for Ukraine, and we endorse that desire and support the Ukrainian people in their wish to join the European Union. We know you will prevail. Slava Ukraini!
Similar support came from opposition parties, including Labour and Sinn Féin, whose leaders Ivana Bacik and Mary Lou MacDonald called on Ireland to expel the Russian ambassador Yuri Filatov.
The Russian ambassador wants us to ignore the evidence before our very eyes. It is, Ceann Comhairle, long past time for Ambassador Filatov to be expelled from Ireland.
So we are calling now for the expulsion of the Russian ambassador from Ireland as he continues to deny, mount brazen denials of the truth of what is happening in Ukraine and what his government are doing to the people of Ukraine.
Mr. Zelensky's final words to the Dáil underlined his gratitude for the support.
People of Ireland, since the very first days you are supporting Ukraine, you did not doubt starting helping us. You began doing this right away, and although you are a neutral country, you have not remained neutral to the disaster. I'm grateful to you, to every citizen of Ireland, Ukraine and Ireland. jointly can do much more than the biggest country of the world was trying to destroy. I'm grateful to Ireland. Slava Ukraini.
President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the Dáil and Seanad this morning, his words spoken by an interpreter. So far, more than 20,000 Ukrainians have arrived in Ireland, among them 500 who are being accommodated in Lisdoun Varna in County Clare. Our Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran was with them this morning as they watched President Zelensky's address to the Dáil, gathered in the Hydro Hotel.
Every time we hear our president talking, we cry. Because every time we think about what is going on, every time we see the pictures, and we feel very connected. This is the first time that in the history of Ukraine, we feel very connected to our government. And he's the hero, and we believe that he can lead us to a better life. And the torture that is going on in our country, and all of that, the war, this ugly war that is happening, we want that to stop, and we're lucky to have that leader right now.
I was very touched, I think, like everybody else. And I felt that right now he's with us 100%.
Very emotional, and we always support. He's a great leader, and what he said actually is happening. A lot of people are dying, and we try to stop, but we cannot.
What did you think of the Taoiseach's address? That your home, our home is your home for as long as you need it here.
We feel very welcomed in this difficult time, and the local people, the local communities, they react very fast. They are very open. They want to help us with everything, and we're incredibly grateful for that, and we're going to be grateful for the rest of my life, for sure. I will be.
I feel it, and I'm extremely grateful for everything that you do for us. The first step was here, and I still feel that your country is so welcoming, and the way you treat us, it's something, like, unbelievable.
But you want to go home, and so do your friends and neighbors here in Lisdoun Varna.
Yes, of course, that's something that we all want, and especially when you know that your family, your relatives are still there, and they are fighting for my country. Of course, that's what we all hope. We all hope for world peace. We all hope that everything's gonna be over. That I'm gonna be able to see my family, my old family back, and everything's gonna be all right.
Are you in contact with them? Are they okay?
Yes, daily texting with them. Each minute, I'm looking at my phone whether they are okay or not.